is a celebrity authority show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
So super excited about this show here today. We have Azriel Pharaoh here in the studio, and you're a thought leader and also professional speaker in mindfulness. Azriel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
So, Azriel, mindfulness. We've all heard of mindful and what, what exactly does that mean, mindful?
Mindfulness is about presence. It's about being aware in the present moment and just being connected to the here and the now, to your breath and to what's going on in your body.
Great. Look, that was a really clear explanation of it. So clearly you've got some expertise. You're a thought leader in this space. Tell us more about your journey and what has made you a thought leader in mindfulness.
I think it all began at my journey to India, and I went into the ashrams and learnt meditation and yoga, and I was actually propelled to discovering more about who I am, but also how I could create more peace and clarity in my life. And I think what propelled me to that journey was the passing of my father at age 19. It was definitely the greatest heartbreak of my life, but it actually set me onto an amazing journey. So after India, I just became more and more interested on how I could create change in my life and be able to help others do the same.
That's great. India is a very, very fascinating place, and particularly also to learn these things as well. What made you curious then to go out and teach other people and make a difference in this whole area of mindfulness? Is it because there's so much stress in the world and we need it, or why?
Definitely. I find that I can notice when, you know, there's stress. I can notice when people are coming from a limited place, when they're feeling, you know, insecure or not really believing in themselves. And I knew that I had some tools to be able to share with others to show them how they can, you know, have a greater freedom in life, to love themselves and to make a positive difference in the world. So I was just really inspired to show others the power of mindfulness and meditation, and in some ways it relates to a prayer or a reflection. And so I started doing groups to lead others into that state of like peace and reflection, and just to breathe, to learn how to breathe properly.
Hey, tell us more about this process. So yes, like what exactly, what's an expression of a mindfulness activity? Is there something that you can take us through?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it starts with breathing awareness, and you just bring your focus to your breath, and you're focusing literally on nothing else except your breath. And straight away that concentrates your thoughts and your mind onto the flow of the breath, and it brings you into your body, into your feelings and emotions. And then from that place, you start to relax. It's amazing. It's amazing how about 20 seconds of conscious breathing can just instantly take some pressure off. Relieve some stress, help you have a better sleep.
And how long should you do this for? Like a couple of minutes, or are we talking 10, 15 minutes?
You can either or. I used to do really long meditations when I was first getting into it, but now I find that they're actually more powerful, quite short and succinct. So I've created a whole range of mindfulness practices, but the one that I love is this 10-minute mindfulness tool. And 10 minutes is an amazing amount of time. It's kind of perfect. Gives you enough time to really center and just to calm yourself. And
do you think everyone can do this? Like, or is it really only for those people that have, you know, that are out of work or whatever? Like, do you think, let's say, for example, if I'm a busy, really busy person out there that just doesn't have time for anything, you would still suggest you can meditate, just give me 10 minutes in your day. Is it for everyone?
Absolutely. Everyone that breathes.
So yes, that
is
everyone. So is it just a matter of just focus on your breathing? What are some other things in order for me to learn how to meditate?
Sure. So the breath is really the gateway, or it's the foundation of mindfulness. Then there's other streams or directions you can take it in. It helps you to observe what's going on in your mind and your thought processes, and that can be so empowering because the mind is like a supercomputer, and we have thousands of thoughts going through our heads every single day. So mindfulness can bring us into that space where we can become really more empowered with what we're thinking about, which we always have the power to choose. So we can choose the most positive or empowering thoughts that are going to propel us in the right direction that we want to go, and we can get rid of the ones that are holding us back, the fears, the doubts, insecurities.
So what's your dream then, Azrael? So clearly, you know, this is very needed in today's world. Mm. There's more stress than any other time in history. And with your message of mindfulness and breathing and meditation, very powerful, and it certainly does make a difference. All the studies shows that. What's your dream? What's next for you? Do you want to, you know, get the whole world breathing 10 yeah. minutes a day? Or, like, tell us more yeah, about what, sure. what's a big picture for you?
I have a big dream. I do want to contribute to this mental health crisis in a positive way. I want to help alleviate some of these great sufferings where the suicide rate is just at an extraordinary high, even in Australia. Mm. And that to me is just, it's such a tragedy because life, I believe, is the greatest miracle. The fact that we're alive right now and breathing, it's like, how did that even happen? It's a miracle. So, and I've hit rock bottom moments myself. So I want to be able to support other people to navigate through those rock bottom moments. So I definitely want to contribute in a positive way to this, yeah, this these mental health issues. And then beyond that, I want to contribute to humanity. I believe that there's no one in this world right now that should be starving. Everybody should be fed. And so from this business, this mindfulness platform I've created, which is ichangedmymind.org, following on from that, I want to do some amazing humanitarian work.
Tell me more about I Change My Mind. What does that mean? Are you encouraging everyone to change your mind, or is this more your journey?
I Change My Mind is my business. It's my online platform,
right.
But it's what I believe in as well, definitely. And I've witnessed and experienced in my own life how I've transformed. I'm a different person to who I used to be. And so my online platform is an amazing range of mindfulness tools. I teach people how to breathe. It's to help with all kinds of basic things, like to have a better sleep, to decrease stress, to cultivate love and compassion. And yeah, I can reach people obviously all around the world through this website. So that's really cool.
Azrael, you certainly do, you know, live and breathe your message. You know, I feel this real calm and peace when you're here in the studio with us, which is great. So thank you so much for coming along the studio. However, just before you go, we have this little challenge that we have for all of our, you know, celebrity authorities that come on the show, and it's called the 10 questions in 60 second challenge.
Okay.
Azrael, do you accept the challenge?
I accept.
All right.
Bring it on.
Azrael, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Aqua. Marine.
Oh, yeah. I like, yeah. Favorite food?
Superfood.
Superfood, yeah, why not? Favourite celebrity?
Russell Brand,
very cool. Favourite actor?
Possibly Jared Leto.
Who's that?
He's
what movie is he in?
Mr. Nobody.
Ah, yes. Mm. Favourite professional speaker?
Sam Cawthon.
Ah, thank you. Favourite book?
Wow, there's so many. I'm reading the TED Talk book at the moment and it's blowing my mind.
Chris Anderson's book.
Yeah,
great
incredible.
Book. Favourite movie?
Ashes and Snow.
I haven't seen that
one. It has no talking in it.
Really? So it's all just, wow. All right, I'll put that on my bucket list.
You have to.
Favourite city?
Oh, gosh. Melbourne.
look, fair enough. Favourite drink?
Probably some herbal teas.
Yeah, like a green.
Like a green tea.
Right. Favorite pizza topping?
Wow. Probably some spinach.
And Azrael Pharaoh, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A dolphin.
A dolphin, why is that?
Just so I can swim free, you know?
Oh, that's
cross great. The seas.
Azrael, thank you so much for welcoming us here, coming here to the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank
Great
you
to
so
see
much,
you.
Sam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.